听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. We are on day two of the article, The Telephone, Past, Present, and Future. New telephone technology seems to be appearing all the time, right? I don't think Alexander Graham Bell could have dreamed of how the phone would become such an essential part of our daily lives. One of the biggest changes in phone technology is a modern one, and it has something to do with our first key word of the day. It's the word digitally, as in the movie star had his name digitally printed on his pictures for his fans. The next word is a useful idiom, pave the way, as in his research paved the way for developing a cure for cancer. Okay, friends, let's get into the lesson. Our reading today starts on page 11. Join us now.
The telephone, past, present, and future. Telephones today and beyond. As technology improved, so did the telephone, making it more affordable and efficient. Today, fiber optics and radio waves allow phone calls to be sent and received digitally. These developments paved the way for the modern cellular phone. Cellular phones have improved greatly since they first hit the market. In 1984, a cellular phone weighed nearly 1 kilogram and cost the buyer $3,995. Today, most phones fit into a pocket and weigh less than half a kilogram.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea. And thanks for joining us on our second day of talking about the telephone. Now, yesterday, we learned a lot of information about the telephone and how it's come along. Esther, can you remind us who invented the telephone?
I sure can. Friends, do you remember the name of this important person who invented the telephone and other things? Yes, his name was Alexander Graham Bell. Alexander Graham Bell. And when did this happen? Well, it happened in 1876. In fact, the first telephone call was made in March 1876.
So that's a little bit of history and a reminder about the telephone for you. But today, we're going to talk about telephones now and even in the future. The first line of your text says, as technology improved, so did the telephone. Well, we need to take a quick break so you can learn a good grammar lesson on Grammar on the Go, and we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article is all about telephones, the past, present, and future. And so here I am in Oxford, England, right in front of a lovely row of traditional telephone booths. As most of us have cell phones, we now don't really need such phone booths. Still, it's kind of nice to see a bit of history here. Well, let's go ahead and look at today's grammar tip sentence. As technology improved, so did the telephone. This is a very useful sentence pattern. As something verbed, so did something else. We use this sentence pattern when we want to talk about how the change in a certain thing is in relation to the change in another thing. Of course, going back to today's sentence, we could say, as technology improved, the telephone also improved too. Nothing wrong with the grammar, except it's just a little wordy when we say also improved. This could be simplified with the phrase so did. Let's have a look at some example sentences. As the patient's body grew healthier each day, so did her spirits. Or, as the working environment improved for the employees, so did the company's business. Want more example sentences? You'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. I'm going to go call a friend from one of the phone booths there, just for the fun of it. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off from Oxford, England. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, as technology improved, so did the telephone, making it more affordable and efficient. Now, today, fiber optics and radio waves allow phone calls to be sent and received digitally. There are a couple of words there that we need to spend a little bit of time on. The first one is fiber optics. When we're talking about fiber optics, Esther, what are we talking about?
So what is fiber optics? Well, it's a special kind of technology that uses glass, which is transferred or changed to light, and which is changed again to sound waves. So it's very, very strong kind of sound waves, and also radio waves. So fiber optics and radio waves allow phone calls to be sent digitally or electronically.
Yes, if you remember from yesterday, we talked about how these messages were sent using copper wires. So fiber optics is a much more advanced system than using the copper wires that they used to use in the past. This allows it to be sent, as it says in our text, digitally, or sent through a system using numbers is what digitally means.
Yes, and you might see the word digital here, and you might think of your digital camera, and that's what it is. It's a system, electronic system using numbers, which makes it much faster than the old system of just using electricity. Well, these developments have paved the way for the modern cellular phone. Let's talk about pave the way. Can you help us explain that, Chelsea?
Sure, Esther. If something paves the way for something else, it makes it easier. So the old way that telephone calls were made, even though to us it seems very old and outdated and slow, that really has made it easier for us to get where we're at today with all of these advanced telephones and cellular phones.
And cellular phone, you might know as a cell phone, or another word is mobile phone. But probably you'll hear people say cell phone the most often. And why? Well, we see the word cell in this word, and a cell is a very, very small part in our body. So cell phones are a lot smaller than the regular traditional telephones.
And if you look at your text, it tells us that cellular phones have improved greatly since they first hit the market. Now, we have some very interesting facts coming up here about cellular phones when they first started. Esther, what is the first thing that we learn?
Well, the first fact that we learn is that in 1984, so a little over 20 years ago, cellular phones weighed almost 1 kilogram and cost about $4,000, $3,995. But today, this is very different. As you can see on page 11, we have a few pictures of cell phones. Think of your own cell phones. Cell phones today aren't so expensive, and they are a lot smaller.
Yes, in fact, today, most phones fit into a pocket and weigh less than half a kilogram. That is a big difference from where they started when they were so expensive and weighed so much. So, I'm very thankful for the improvements that have come with the telephone. Now we're going to take a break and go to chat room with Ken and Doris, but we'll be back for more, so stay with us.
Hello and welcome. We're happy to have Doris here in the chat room today for a chat. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. It's good to be back. Well, do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I sure do. Our lesson today says, cellular phones have improved greatly since they first hit the market. I don't understand. How do cell phones hit the market?
That's an informal usage of the verb to hit. To hit the market simply means to arrive at the market. We also use hit to mean go to a certain place. For example, we decided to hit the beach early.
So you decided to go to the beach early?
That's right. But keep in mind that that's an informal usage. You can use it with your friends, but don't say, let's hit the beach to an elderly person or someone important.
Okay, that's good to know. Hit 有一个口语的用法，表示到达、抵达。Hit the market 表示在市场上推出。Hit the beach 就是前往海滩。So, does hit have any other informal usages?
Well, if you're lucky, Ken, you might hit the jackpot in the lottery.
Hit the jackpot?
That's right. It means to win the top prize.
Okay. Hit 也可以指命中目标。Hit the jackpot 就是中大奖，拿到头奖。Are there any others?
Well, when a certain cell phone hits the market, it may become a hit.
A hit? So you're using it as a noun?
Yes, a hit refers to something successful or popular. A movie can be a hit.A song can also be a hit if lots of people listen to it.
Hit 也可以当名词使用。A hit 表示成功而风行一时的事物，像歌曲、电影、戏剧、小说都有可能是一个 hit.
Well, let's take a break now, but don't go too far because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. If you've just joined us, we are discussing inventions. The telephone, to be more specific. Do you think you could live without a telephone for one day? How about 3 days or a week? For many people who feel overworked, that probably sounds like a dream come true. Now, one key word for this section is the word revolutionary, as in the revolutionary new drug,will help cancer patients. The next is the idiom, anyone's guess. Will Tom finally ask Susie to marry him tonight? That's anyone's guess. Can you guess what page we're on right now? That's right, the lesson continues. We're on page 11 and line 11. Join us now for the reading.
The telephone, past, present, and future. They are less expensive, too, often costing under $100. These revolutionary phones allow users to do far more than make a phone call. Many function as cameras, media players, and computers, complete with access to the web. And if that isn't enough, telephone calls can even be made over a computer.Using VoIP services like Skype. The future of the telephone is anyone's guess. Before you know it, people will have a new and better way to communicate.
So friends, remember before the break, we talked about how when cell phones first came out, they were very expensive and they were very heavy. But today, cell phones are much lighter and, of course, less expensive too. Our text says, often costing less than $100. That's very good for those of us who need to buy cell phones. We end up saving some money in the long run. Now, our text says, these revolutionary phones allow users to do far more than make a phone call. And many of you already know that. But do you know what the word revolutionary means? Let's take a look at that word bank word, Esther. If something's revolutionary, what are we talking about?
It means
something is very new, it is completely new and improved. Now, maybe you might see this word revolution in the word revolutionary. And a revolution is when someone or group of people, they want a big change. Think of the American Revolution. The Americans wanted a change of government. They didn't want the people from England to control them anymore. So we had the American Revolution. So this word revolutionary, well, it means something new, something big, something very, very different.
So what are some of the things that these revolutionary cell phones do? Well, many function as cameras, media players, and computers, complete with access to the web. Wow, Esther, that is so much more than what telephones used to be. It used to be that you could only pick the phone up and dial a number and talk to someone, but now you can do all of these other things.
That's right. They function as cameras and going on the web and other things. Now, this word function is also a good word. It means that they can also be used. This word function can have a noun or a verb form. And we can say cell phones now have many functions. For example, my cell phone, well, I can listen to music, I can go on the web, and I can take pictures with my camera. It has many functions.
It makes it so easy. I like to use my phone as a camera sometimes too. It's very convenient. If I don't have my big camera with me, I can snap a picture anytime that I want. And if that isn't enough, telephone calls can even be made over a computer using VoIP services like Skype. Now, VoIP stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol, but what does that mean? Those are a lot of words there.
Well, just remember, this means that you can talk over the internet. VoIP services means you can talk. It's like a telephone, but it's over the internet. It's much cheaper and it's very convenient. And examples that maybe you do use is Skype. Now, I know many people in Asia like to say Skype, but in English, we usually say Skype, and this is something that's free and something that you can use to talk to people all over the world through the internet.
Skype is something that my husband and I use all the time because our families live back in America. And since we have a computer at home and we have the internet, it's very easy for us just to log on and call our families and talk to them, and it doesn't cost us anything, so it's free, and we can even hook up a camera and see our families in America on the other side of the world, and it's a great way to communicate with our families and friends.
That is correct. It's very exciting technology. And not only is this the new technology, many other things are developing. And our text says the future of the telephone is anyone's guess. Is anyone's guess means that no one knows what it's going to be like. No one can guess how the telephone will be different in the future.
Yes, it will be interesting to see where we go in the future. If you think about where we started with the horseback messages and the carrier pigeons and smoke signals and telegraphs, and to where we have come today with all of this new technology and cellular phones that are very, very small, I can't even imagine what is still to come in the future.
We are in the times of change. There are a lot of new inventions that are happening that we can find out more about now. And before we know it, we will have a new and better way to communicate with other people, not only in our country, but around the world. So be sure you stay up, be current, know what's going on, and maybe you'll find a new way to communicate. Well, friends, now it's time for today's skit.
You know, technology has really improved
Phones today are more affordable and efficient.
Yes, I know, but...
Fiber optics and radio waves allow digital calls.
You're right, but...
And that paved the way for the modern cell phone. Look, I have my own cell phone.
This phone weighs a kilo.
Yes, and be careful with it. It cost $4,000. Isn't it nice?
Yes, it's very nice. About 25 years ago...
What?
Look at my revolutionary phone. It weighs less than a pound and costs less than $100.
Oh, my! The phone really has come a long way, hasn't it?
Yes, and look at all the functions. A camera, a media player, a computer, and access to the web.
Wow! So this is the phone of today.
That's right, it is. And it is amazing.
How about the phone of the future?
The phone of the future? Well, that's anyone's guess.
Maybe it will have a flashlight or a washing machine. A vacuum cleaner would be nice. How about a hair dryer? Oh, maybe a toilet with remote control.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 digitally 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 digital, 数位式的。或者是以数字显示的这个形容词，所以副词 digitally 就是指数位式的。例如 ，Today most albums are digitally recorded, but I still prefer the sound of records. 现在的专辑大多数是用数位式的录音方法录制的，但是我还是比较喜欢唱片的声音。或者是 These photos are stored digitally in the CD-ROM. 这些相片是以数位式的方式储存在光碟片中。继续我们看的是 revolutionary 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 revolution, 革命这个名词，所以形容词 revolutionary 在这里是指革命性的或者是创新的。例如 ,the revolutionary drug made curing cancer possible. 这个革命性的药让癌症的治疗变成可能。或者是 The engineers developed a revolutionary car that runs on alternative energy. 工程师发展出一种使用汽油之外的其他能源的车子。最后我们看的是 anyone's guess 这个成语。Guess 是指猜测，所以 anyone's guess 是指没有人能说得准的事情。例如 Who the company will hire to be their new CEO is anyone's guess for now.到目前为止，公司会聘请谁成为他们的新的执行长，还没有人能确定。或者是 ，Since the boss is still on vacation, it's anyone's guess when the employees will get paid. 因为老板还在度假，员工们什么时候能够拿到薪水，没有人能说得准。And you don't want to miss what comes next. See you soon. The telephone. Past, present, and future. Telephones today and beyond. As technology improved, so did the telephone, making it more affordable and efficient. Today, fiber optics and radio waves allow phone calls to be sent and received digitally. These developments paved the way for the modern cellular phone.Cellular phones have improved greatly since they first hit the market. In 1984, a cellular phone weighed nearly 1 kilogram and cost the buyer $3,995. Today, most phones fit into a pocket and weigh less than half a kilogram. They are less expensive, too, often costing under $100. These revolutionary phones allow users to do far more than make a phone call. Many function as cameras, media players, and computers, complete with access to the web. And if that isn't enough, telephone calls can even be made over a computer using VoIP services like Skype. The future of the telephone is anyone's guess. Before you know it,People will have a new and better way to communicate.
Well, last month we took a look at chocolate and discovered it's a very popular gift to give during Valentine's Day. Tomorrow, in our How Stuff Works feature, we're going to learn how chocolate works. You chocolate lovers don't want to miss it. Friends, we hope to see you then. We hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.